Biden's DHS rewarding border crossers with one-year permits to live in U.S. by John Binder on March 31, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is rewarding border crossers with one-year permits to live in the United States, a new report confirms. In a press conference this week, former Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Chief Mark Morgan said the Biden administration has released a total of 45,000 border crossers and migrants into the U.S. interior. Many of the border crossers, as detailed by the Center for Immigration Studies' Todd Bensman, are being rewarded one-year permits to live in the U.S. in a process known as parole. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, can eventually extend these permits. Once in the U.S. interior, border crossers are able to apply for work permits via the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, agency to take U.S. jobs. Border crossers, Bensman reports, are boarding Greyhound buses after they are given parole to travel to states like New Jersey, Florida, Michigan, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. Earlier this month, during a hearing before lawmakers, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admitted that the administration was releasing border crossers into the U.S. interior without testing them for the Chinese coronavirus and without requiring quarantines. The massive restart of the catch-and-release policy came after Biden ended the Remain in Mexico program that kept migrants seeking asylum in Mexico in a number of U.S. cooperative asylum agreements with Central America. In addition, Biden has accompanied the catch-and-release policy with sanctuary country orders that prevent illegal aliens from being arrested and deported until they have been convicted of an aggravated felony. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.